This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Isn't that great? Randy Newman, You Got a Friend from Toy Story. BFBS, the Forces Station in Scotland with Mark McKenzie, but only for the first couple of seconds here, because that song was chosen by Major Karen Tate,
yes,
who's the chief executive of Fab. And this is now your hour. This was one of your challenges. You set yourself 15 challenges, and one of them was to climb a mountain. The other was to come into BFBS Scotland,
yes,
and present a programme.
Bring back the mountain.
How are you feeling about this?
I'm riddled with anxiety.
You'll be fine.
I know you make it look so easy, but...
Well, years and years, and then more years of practice. I'd still make it look more difficult than it is, honestly. You're going to be great. Now, over the next hour, this could be a wee bit of an emotional journey. I want you to tell us, first of all, why you're doing this. Not just the challenge, but why Fab?
Why Fab? So Families Activity Breaks is for bereaved military families from across all the services, no matter the circumstance of the loss as well. So it could be illness or injury or accident. And essentially, I'm just trying to raise awareness of Fab and just raise money, get people interested in volunteering, because veterans and serving personnel and defence civilians can get involved. And yeah, and just pushing those boundaries and pushing my boundaries.
So what does Fab do?
So we take them away for a week-long activity break. We try and build their confidence by doing adventurous activities. And basically, it's the peer support side of life, which is really, really important, so that they don't feel isolated. So they come on these camps, and there's a group of them, and they build lifelong friendships. And that's one of the best things that I've seen through the charity. And, you know, you see them now where they're going to each other's weddings or 50th birthday parties and all this. Not the kids, obviously, because it's only 15 years in. But each other's proms, all that sort of stuff. And it's just amazing to be able to sit back and know that we had a part in building those friendships and relationships that they've got.
Because that community and the loss is greater than the loss of a parent. It's loss often of that community and that connection with the community.
Yeah, that's usually it. You know, the family will have to move house because most likely they don't own that house if they've been following around the serving member. So they've got to, where's home again? And then build those friendships. And I've heard many a time from a colleague over in America who said, you know, one thing bereavement does is it changes your phone book. And you get different friends and, you know, you've got to build your life back around it.
Okay, well, the BFBS airwaves are yours through until 4 o'clock. If you'd like to take control, you just press that big button that says go.
Is it that simple?
That one. That one.
I know that this could hurt me bad.
Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. Sorry, that was your job.
I know.
Tell
You're
them.
So used to it. That was Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. On BFBS Scotland.
Hey, don't be too good at this, please. I'd like to be here tomorrow. This is my job. Now, your job, of course, with your voluntary hat on, is the CEO of Fabs. And you get to spend some time with some remarkable families.
I do. I'm very fortunate that I get to, well, I go on the camps and sometimes get to get involved in the activities. One of the families I know we're going to speak to very, very shortly, go out bike riding, mountain biking, all sorts of activities. But yeah, this one in particular.
Okay, you mentioned Charlene. Let's get a quick word with her just now.
So Charlene, welcome to the Fab Hour. Just wondered if you could explain how you ended up involved with Fab.
So we lost Sam 12, nearly 13 years ago. He was killed in an RTA on the way home. For a couple of years, we didn't have support really, and then I think the best thing we ever did was applying for that first year, because it's literally the highlight of our years now, and it was the best decision we ever made, even though we were so nervous because we didn't know any other families, because now I've got lifelong friends that when times are tough, I literally pick the phone up and they're there.
Yeah, I mean, Charlene, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. One of the things I say is that it's the peer support, which is really important that, yeah. that FAB provides. And, you know, I've seen that with you and some of the other ladies and gents, but also the kids.
It's their... I always say to the kids, what you look forward to FAB the most? And they always say, being ourselves and not getting asked, where's your dad?
Yeah.
Because that's... It's, they can literally... Everyone's in the same boat. We all get it. We can all have our tears, our little tantrums, and you just get it. You don't feel like an outsider. It's once you're there, it's you're with family. Everyone knows all them emotions that you're going through, and they support you through it.
Yeah, and I know that the boys aren't a big fan of cycling, perhaps with me. and one of the key things is that we do actually have fun as well, and it's okay to laugh and smile.
It's, do you know what? Honestly, it's the best feeling, especially like as a mum, you can actually take a step back and just watch your kids be independent and have the best week of their lives. Like, they can just be themselves. There's no holding back. They have that support where they can enjoy themselves, especially with like the volunteers and the other kids. Because they all get it.
Well, you're summing it up way better than I can, Charlene. so, Charlene, if someone was going to fundraise or donate, then why should they pick FAB as that charity to support?
So, I think military children, brave military children, are often forgotten. They're forgotten in the schools. When we go back to that civic communication, like community, they're forgotten about. You don't, like, no one realises that not only have they lost the parent, but they've also lost the community. That safety net, everything around them has changed. It's not just the death of a loved one. And the week that FAB gives them kids a bit of hope. It allows them to be themselves and realise that it's not all sadness. There is, you can go and have fun. And I just think for anyone to support FAB, it'll be the best thing you do. You get to see the children have fun and you make a difference and you change lives. We're all texting, all the like mums are texting each other to come on the same week so we can all be together because we know the kids are there for each other.
Yeah, so Charlene, you've selected a song today for Sam, which is Emily Sandy Next to Me.
Yeah, it's from me, Harris James, Jacob and Khaleesi, and it just sums Sam up. To the tea, old style gentleman, right by our side, no matter what.
Oh, that's beautiful, Charlene. Well, this song is for Sam, and thank you very much, Charlene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Emily Sandy next to me, and that was for Sam from Charlene and her children. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Austin Hargreaves and hearing which song he's selected.
Make the FBS. Every day and every night. Your soundtrack.
The Forces Station.
And that was One Republic on BFBS Scotland. And I'm Karen Tate, and I'm your radio presenter for the day, clearly live, as I couldn't even remember my own name. So fantastic. We've just heard from Charlene there, but we're going to hear from one of the fab children, Austin Hargreaves. So we're going to hear about his experiences and play a song at the end of that as well. So, Austin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us post-school.
Of course.
Shame I couldn't get you out of it. I do apologise.
That's okay.
Now, Austin, you have come to FAB because your father died. Can you tell the listeners how old you were when your father passed?
Yeah, he passed when I was 7 and my little brother was 3.
7 and 3, yeah. And you're 15 now.
I am, yes, and I'm 15 in 6 days.
Oh, my goodness. When did that happen?
I know.
So you've had quite a journey, haven't you? Can you tell us about how FAB's played a role in that for you?
Yeah, well, I think when it happened, we sort of started around from charity to charity. And obviously, you learn something new from every different place. But when we got involved with Scotties, it then took us on to FAB, and FAB is just something completely different to everything else. It's so open, it's so freeing. It's just amazing to be there with people who you're friends with that get you doing things that are totally unrelated but spectacular in their own way.
Yeah, being you yourself, you've got such a big smile as well. And how do you think for Coops? You've got a younger brother called Cooper. How's it been for him?
Cooper's always struggled with it. I think I'm more open about it. And then obviously as a younger age, you don't really understand it until you get older. And these things sort of into place in his mind as he grows older. And I think FAB is just a place for him to let go. And every year we go, he just understands it more and comes more to grips with the situation and himself through the activities that we do. And I think it's really nice to see him blossom and just thrive there.
Austin, every time I speak to you, I can't believe you're 15. Your emotional intelligence is something else. And you're just a great young man. So thank you very much for joining us on the call today. Now, what we've been doing is offering the opportunity to have a song. And I believe that Mega, Let Me Let You Go is your choice of song. And do you want to just tell us a little bit about that and how that relates to you?
Yeah, so me and my mum went to a Cat Burns concert recently, and the starter act was Mega. Now, she told us before she sang that song that she'd written it after her dad had died when she was young. Now, that really resonated with me, so I messaged her on Instagram, and she was nice enough to reply back, just saying, thank you, it means a lot. And then it's just been a repeat since then. Like, the fact that she was nice enough to message, the fact that she understood it so well that she could write the song in the first place, it just really resonated with me. And like I say, it's been on repeat since.
That's amazing, Austin. Well, thank you so much again. And this one is for you, Mega, Let Me Let You Go.
Had a part of me missing, but said I was okay. I was searching for love, I was walking the wrong way. Never opened my eyes, I was blind to your grace. I gave up after losing the games that they all play. But you're breaking every rule of what I knew. Now I got a hand to hold. Don't ever let me. I was out of the question. Then you came in my life and you gave me direction. You took all of my flaws and you made them my blessings. I felt loving myself, it was out of the
That was Mega, Let Me Let You Go, and that was for Austin. And I think you'll all agree that he was an absolute superstar. And this is from BFBS, the Forces Station in Scotland. This is Karen Tate. It's the Fab Hour. And I'd just like to tell you a little bit more about Fab and how you yourselves can get involved. So if you want to go to fabcamps.org.uk, you'll find all the information about Fab and how you can get involved. But in terms of volunteering, because this charity doesn't operate without the backbone that is that that is that volunteer piece, which is veterans, serving personnel, reservists, defence civilians. Now, you can give up some of your time and you come along and you get paired up with the family and you take them away for this adventurous break. And honestly, it's life-changing. It's what happened to me. I've been involved ever since. And I just urge you all to go on and have a little look. Now, if you don't have time to give up, because I know everyone's time is precious and they have families as well, then you can perhaps get involved and do some fundraising, raising awareness around your sites. You can donate. You can do all sorts of stuff. Follow us on social media, see what we're up to. Just anything really to see. And one of the other things I've been doing to try and raise the profile is doing 15 challenges, because why not? I've got enough time, not. So I've called it Fab 15. A lot of thought went into that to make it rhyme. And we're in our 15th year of delivery. So that's why the 15 challenges. So they're ranging from physical things to doing things like this, where I'm absolutely outside of my comfort zone, hosting a live radio show. And trust me, it's live. I'm looking at Mark and the anxiety. And so I'm just basically trying to raise that profile. There's a Just Giving link that you can follow as well on the website, which is fabcamps.org.uk. And you can see about how you can sponsor all the different challenges that we're doing. That was Robbie Williams and Rock DJ. I thought that was quite a fitting one. It's BFBS Scotland and it's the Fab Hour. Coming up as promised, we're going to be catching up with Molly Reynolds. Molly, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much, first of all, for taking part in the show. I imagine it's probably a little bit daunting for you, so it's very appreciated. So, first of all, Molly, just to ask you about your circumstances, really, about how your father died, how old you were, and just whatever you're really comfortable sharing.
So, my dad committed suicide when I was 14, and my sisters were 5 and 7.
Right, OK. So I imagine that was a very shocking time for you and very challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Molly, you should never ask a lady her age, but how old are you now?
I'm 20 now.
You're 20 now, so 6 years on from that incident. And you've been on Fab for a couple of years in between that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I've been asking previous callers is essentially how Fab's helped them through their situation. So I'm really going to ask you the same question, Molly. How do you think Fab's helped you and your sisters?
I think Fab's helped us because it's just a community of people that know what you're going through. Like, especially for me, losing a parent when you're a teenager, when it's already a difficult time, and no one really understands what you're going through, like your friends and stuff, and then going to meet people that actually know what you're going through, it makes you feel less alienated than just normal for once.
Yeah, as normal as you can be on a fab camp, Molly.
That's true.
That is very true, isn't it? Have you had any highlights from your fab camps at all?
I really like Fab Remembers.
Yeah.
When we do the little remembrance circle.
Yeah, that's right. For those listening, what we did was we introduced a situation where we could go around a campfire, light a candle in memory of our loved one, share a story if we want to, don't need to, there's no pressures. And then we always finish with s'mores. Is that why you like it, Molly? Because we finish on the s'mores.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. I knew your game. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us, Molly, because I know it's not an easy situation, especially given the circumstances of why you ended up being eligible to come on Fab. So I'm really, really very grateful for that. Now, I understand that the song you'd like is Panic at the Disco Northern Downpour. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, do you have any particular reason why you've chosen this song?
So basically, it was the song that I made a collage, like a photo collage of all the happy memories of Dad to play at his funeral. And we could not find a song for it that was like suitable. And one day I was just listening to my music and that song came on and I just thought it was perfect. So it was a song that I chose for Dad's funeral.
Well, Molly, thank you very much for sharing that. And we are now going to play Panic at the Disco, Northern Downpour, for you and in memory of your father. Thank you.
If all our life is but a dream, fantastic pose and greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fabled foreign tongues. Dripping eyes and flooded lungs, Northern Downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins mine. One and lonely. The ink is running toward the page. It's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins my one and lonely.
That was Panic at the Disco, Northern Downpour, and that was for Molly in memory of her father. This is BFBS Scotland and Karen Tate hosting the Fab Hour. I can't believe that it is nearly over, Mark. It's
done so well. It's so dusty in the studio today. It's never normally this
very
dusty.
Very dusty, especially after all those phone calls in particular. So as we're coming to the end, and I said I'd share something personal, but before I do that, I'm just going to do a couple of thanks. So first of all, thank you to BFBS BFPS and BFPS Scotland and yourself, Mark, for allowing me to take up an hour of your airtime. That's been amazing. But also those families, the families that you've heard from, the families you haven't heard from, you know, they've all shared their stories. And you know, I think it's incredibly powerful. And hopefully it will give people that have been listening some inspiration to maybe get involved in their own 15 challenge or donate or get online and see how they can get involved in some sort of way. So one of the reasons why I asked for the 10th of February was because it's a special date for me. It's a special date in many, many reasons, which I won't go into. But one in particular is it would have been Sergeant Robert Loughran Dixon's 49th birthday today. And sadly, he was the friend that was killed in Afghanistan. And the one that I was going to do Mount Kenya with and never got that chance to. So I did that in his memory. Now, I thought it was quite fitting to do this for today. And one of the things people probably don't realise is when your friends and colleagues do pass away or killed in action, you can't always get to the funeral. So, you know, you never almost get that sort of closure. So I've reached out to his sisters to get the song. This might surprise some people, but Rob LD, his song at his funeral was Castles in the Sky. By Ian Vandell. So this one is for you, LD.
Do you ever question your life? Do you ever wonder why?
Ian Vandell and Castles in the Sky. I've got to tell you, Karen was throwing shapes during that. And that was your volleyball skills clearly coming out with some of those moves as well. Well done. You made it through your fab hour. What we need from you before you go is how anyone that's just joining, hearing some of those incredible stories and the difference that your charity makes, how they can get in touch with you and how they can donate, whether it's time or money, or maybe take up their own 15 challenge.
So the first thing I'd do is say, go on to fabcamps.org.uk. You'll see all that information there. Social media, at Friends of Fab. You can follow us on there, see what's going on. And that links to all the other sort of social handles as well. But yeah, and texting to donate, 70660-FAB, and then the number 5, 10, 15, 20 or 30.
Karen, well done. It's BFBS, the Forces Station.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, the Forces Station in Scotland with Mark McKenzie. It's awful quiet in here today compared to yesterday. It was nice to have company, but it's so quiet without Major Karen Tate around.
How are you doing, Mark?
Oh, there you are. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Slightly colder today than I was yesterday.
God, I have to tell you that the studio has never been as warm as it was yesterday. The radiator turned up. Yesterday, there was a lot of dust flying around in the studio. You joined us to talk about Fab. You're the chief exec of Fab. We had some amazing calls. We could say Fab calls on. It was a really emotional day, wasn't it? But this is what you do. This is what your charity does.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. I have to admit as well, I hadn't realised until getting home how exhausting it actually was. pressing buttons, who knew? Yeah. No, in all seriousness, you know, the emotional side of it can be quite draining. And, you know, we make sure that our volunteers that come and support Fab are aware of that because, you know, not only is it physically draining, but it can also be emotionally draining. And not just through tears, but because you're having laughter and just bringing joy as well. To these families who deserve it, quite frankly.
Now, you're on the phone today. There's two reasons for that. One is we warned the guard off today that if you were ever seen anywhere near the camp or the BFBS Scotland studios, again, not to let you in. The other is that you're at Twickenham.
I am now, and I'm currently stood looking at Jason Robinson.
Okay. How does that compare with looking at Mark McKenzie yesterday? Watch.
Incomparable, Mark.
Finger on fader. And you know how all this works now as well. What are you doing at Twickenham?
So we are down here. We've been invited along from the Army Rugby Union because we have been nominated as the charity for the day, the Army RAF fixture that's going to take place over at Gloucester, and we are absolutely delighted to be involved.
That's amazing. And that gives you another level of awareness, another platform to scream and shout about how Fab is.
Absolutely. And the fact that it's in that sort of tri-service environment, because that's what we are, we're a tri-service charity, is just brilliant to start getting our name out there and on the map. And, you know, we do physical stuff with Fab so that we're keeping people active, healthy and all the sort of good well-being stuff that comes with it. So the fact that we're involved in a physical, a rugby, where teamwork and all that sort of stuff is paramount. It's just brilliant.
And you've got company with you today as well.
I do. I've got the wonderful Lindsay Savage and her son, Connor, who are just being treated like royalty. We've even snuck into the England rugby changing room. Probably shouldn't have said that. But luckily, no one was in changing. It was an empty one. But still, we had a little run round, which is great. We're not sabotaging ahead of the Calcutta Cup, though.
I thought you said fabotaging. That would be brilliant. What a great phrase that would be.
Yes. Damn it.
You're saying you're not. We know you are. It's great. I mean, if you could just saw maybe a wee bit off each of the legs of the chairs, you know, just so the top. We're not looking for any serious injuries here.
Leave it with me. Leave it with me.
I thought I would. You mentioned Lindsay's there. We're going to get a wee chat with her a little bit later on the show. But Karen, thank you again for joining us yesterday and sharing those remarkable stories. It was amazing to hear from so many people that have benefited from FAB. You're doing brilliant, brilliant work. I'm trying to remember what I do now. Can you remember?
Press the go button.
The big go button. This one.
One job.
I'm sexy and I know it. BFBS, the Forces Station in Scotland with Mark McKenzie. All this week, we're being fab and recognising a brilliant military charity. That was Sexy and I Know It. And I know that that is a very, very special song for my guest today, Lindsay Savage. Thanks for joining us today, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us, first of all, for those that don't know, why that song in particular is very special.
That song was actually played at my husband's funeral. It's one of his favourite songs because, Sav was a bit of a life and soul of the party, and that was a song he'd like to get up and boogie to, so it's one that's very dear to my heart.
I only met him once, spoke to him a couple of times. He didn't lack confidence, did he?
No, funny. I mean, the people say that. He was actually quite a shy guy, had quite a big front on him. He would be so nervous any time we spoke to you before, but he always came across so well. So,
Suave Sav, and that song, as you say, played at his funeral. How many years is that now?
It'll be 12 years in April this year, which is hard to believe.
No, it really is. And that makes Connor almost 12 as well then.
That's right, yes. He'll be 12 in June this year. Again, which I find it extremely hard to believe. Like, he's going to go to high school this year. So that's unbelievable to me.
It absolutely is. And I'm sure that there's been points over the last 12 years that have been absolutely unbearable for you. But I know that there's been lots of moments where you've had so much support, and the charity FAB has been a real guiding light for you.
Absolutely, absolutely has. I mean, I cannot say enough good things about FAB. We've done a couple of FAB camps now, myself and Connor, and it's one of the best things that we've ever done. The support, not only peer support, but the support from all the volunteers. You know, Major Karen Tate, who's the wonderful CEO, is just not only runs this charity amazingly, she's just a great friend of mine now, and I can't thank her enough for everything that she's done, and I'm sure I speak for every other family when I say that.
Tell us about Connor and how he's fitted in with FAB and the benefits that he's received from it.
I mean, if people don't know what FAB is, it's Families Activity Breaks. We go away for a fully paid week, and it's basically a week of extreme fun, but being totally out of your comfort zone at some points. It's which is a great thing. It's brought him on in his confidence. He's made some amazing friends. I mean, we're doing stuff that as a, you know, I speak for myself and I say as a single parent, that I probably wouldn't be comfortable doing and going. Like, I wouldn't go Beck scrambling on a Sunday with Connor, or mountain biking over the moors, you know, on her own. And it gives you that opportunity to go and do that and be with other people that are in the same situation that you are and have experienced a loss. And it's just building that confidence and resilience back, not only with us as parents, but with the children as well.
beautifully said. Now, those listening keenly will notice there's a wee bit of an echo on the call, and that's because you're not in the Penicuik area where you normally are. You're in there, London, and at Twickenham. Tell us about today.
That's right. So myself and Karen and Connor, we're the home of the England rugby team at Twickenham. We have this year been designated the military charity for the Army RAF rugby match. So we're here doing a media launch today to help raise the profile and awareness of the charity and try and reach any families that aren't aware of FAB or maybe have heard of us but aren't too sure whether they want to get involved. And it's just to get the name out there and let everybody know that we're here.
How good, I mean, we talk about experiences, we talk about the activity breaks, but this is a unique experience for both you and I suspect more enthusiastic about it is Connor.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Today he's had unique opportunities to go into the locker room for the England team. He's been up in the stands. He was given the tri-service trophy to hold up in the stadium as if he's a champion. So he's had an absolutely fantastic morning.
That's absolutely brilliant. And we'll watch out on social media. I'm sure you're going to be all over that. He's going to be all over that. As well. Now, what we've been doing this week, and with Karen joining us yesterday, we were asking for favourite songs, songs that are special for you. And we've just played Sexy and I Know It, but Lindsay, I know today is a very special day for you because this would have been, this is your wedding anniversary.
It is, yes. 13 years today, who would have been. So it's a tough day, but full of wonderful, wonderful memories that I wouldn't change for the world. And, you know, we look back fondly and I'm able to show Connor pictures from our wedding. And it's, you know, a day that's always so dear to me. So.
And this song?
The song will be Take That, Rule the World, which is from our first dance.
You light the skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Yeah. Don't close your eyes.
So, hi, Kirsty. Thank you very much for joining us. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you got involved with FAB?
Yeah, sure. Well, hello. Nice to speak with you. We first got involved with FAB in 2018. So, my husband, Peter Clough, Staff Sergeant Pete Clough, died in 2016 when we were over living in Germany. And the children and I moved back to Scotland where we had a house in 2017. We got signposted by the welfare officer who thought it would be good for the girls and I to access your services in order to try and heal a little bit. And by gosh, did we need some healing.
You mentioned Pete there and you were living in Germany. And one of the things that I think some people forget about is it's not just the loss of your loved one, it's the loss of that community, isn't it? So that's one of the things that we try with FAB is to sort of let you know that we've not forgotten about you, that you're still part of that military connection. Is that something that you and the girls feel?
Oh, 100%, because you're bang on the money. The loss of military life for us was huge because we're the ones that are living it all the time. The guys or the girls that are serving in the uniform go away and they do the job, but we're still left in this community where we all kind of pull together and support each other, and all of a sudden you're kind of cast adrift. And it can feel like that, and I'm sure it's not intentional, and I understand, you know, the reasons behind it, but it that is a huge loss to not just me as a military wife and then widow, but also to the children, because they've lost everything they've known.
Yeah, and you mentioned the girls there. How, if you don't mind me asking, how old were the girls when Pete died?
Heather was 8 and Meredith was 5. They were born in Germany. They'd only ever known Germany life. and being in a military community, being in a military school. So they really struggled. So Fab gave us back a connection to lots of different military families that were all feeling the same way we were.
We've sort of seen them grow over the years. It's been really nice watching the girls sort of come out of their shells a little bit on the camps and make new friends.
Definitely gave them an option to chat with other kids just in passing. I think Heather had quite a common reaction, is that she didn't want to have fun or be happy because she felt guilty. She felt, because Pete wasn't here anymore, that she couldn't ever really enjoy herself because she was betraying him by having fun without him.
Yeah. We see it all the time, really, on the camps. But part of what we're trying to do is allow you that space to have fun, and that it's okay to laugh and build new friends and new memories as a family. And hopefully that's what you guys are getting out of it.
Yeah, I mean, a big thing for me, I think, was because Pete's death was very unexpected. I have a huge thing about control. I don't like not being in control of anything. I'm quite funny like that.
I've never noticed, Kirsty.
Oh, you liar. Because when Pete died, I felt like I lost all control. I automatically kind of put that in the same box as having no control is bad.
Mm.
So when we come to the Fab camps, I'm stood with just a rope to hold me up between solid ground and a great big, 40-foot tree that I'm after climb. that's terrifying, but ultimately, as long as I can test the strength of the rope first, which everyone laughs at because I end up hanging upside down 2 foot off the ground, as long as I've tested it first, I'm happy with it. And that's kind of taught me that it's all right not to be in control all the time. It's okay to trust people around me. But that fear of going off the edge was something that Fab really helped me kind of get past.
Well, I'm pleased. Now, I don't know whether to give you the control, but you have chosen a song for Pete, haven't you? The Barstool Preachers, Call Me On Your Way Home.
Well, the Barstool Preachers is a band that Pete never actually knew about. But when I hear the lyrics, a lot of it resonates between the conversations Pete and I would have. And the phrase call me on the way home is something that we would always say to each other. Especially, you go hands-free in the car if you're not feeling great or you've had a crappy day. Then, we would always call each other and chat through the dashboard to kind of keep each other going, knowing that we were going to be home soon.
Hi, Corey. We've managed to get hold of you over in Georgia and the United States. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did you end up hearing about Fab?
So we became a part of an organization in America known as Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, or TAPS. And I met a lovely family from Scotland and England in 2019, our first time going. And then a few years later, I met Karen. And we had this amazing conversation where Fab was shared with us. And it sounded like a perfect resource for our family at a time that we really needed it.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember having that conversation with you. We had quite a few. In terms of being a perfect resource for you and your family, you were involved in TAPS because you lost your husband. That's correct, isn't it?
I did, yes. My husband, Justin, died in 2018.
And how old were the girls at the time?
The girls were 3, 9, and 10 when their dad died in 2018.
That's it's a lot for anyone to go through the loss, and then you've got the children on top of that, haven't you?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we had that great conversation about Fab, and I said, hey, if you want to fly over the pond, I was going to say swim, but that would have been a different challenge, fly over the pond and come and join us. You're more than welcome. So last year you attended Fab, and what were your thoughts? How did it help you and your family?
Fab was something we weren't entirely sure what to expect. We knew it would be challenged by choice. We did not be... not expect it to be as challenging as it was, and yet it was more than we could have ever asked for. I watched my girls try things that would have terrified them prior to us coming to FAB. Because of the safe environment, we were able to really push ourselves and we grew a lot. We made amazing connections. We realized that there are people all around the world that are experiencing very similar situations and circumstances and all trying to do what we can to honor our loved ones and heal at the same time.
You put it so eloquently every time, Cori. And for you as well, connecting with the other parents.
Absolutely, yes. The other parents have become my tribe. When we are going through hard times, we reach out to each other throughout the day, even though we have a big time difference. And we are forever bonded through a shared tattoo that we got even in August that says, no matter what.
That sounds beautiful. That's because you're there for each other no matter what, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. We're bonded through tragedy and yet connected through our love that carries forward.
Well,
I know that you're doing your 15 challenges this year, and I think the tattoo would be an excellent challenge to add to your list.
Yeah, thank you for that one, Cori. Do you know what? That's less daunting than doing this FAB hour, I'll be honest with you. Now, we are doing providing families the opportunity to have a song played for their loved one, or indeed for themselves. And you've chosen, or your girls have chosen as well, Lady Gaga, Hold My Hand. Do you want to give us a bit of a background to that one?
Yes. So my husband, Justin, was in the United States Navy, and he was a huge Top Gun fan. And when the new Maverick movie was released, this song touched all of our hearts. And then when we actually listened to the lyrics and how it's a song and an anthem for those that are struggling, this meant so much more to us. It felt like he was asking us to continue to hold his hand even when we were struggling.
So, Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. In terms of eligibility to attend FAB, you know, you'd lost your husband?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
How old were the girls at the time?
Bella was four. She'd just turned four 2 days before Michael died. And Evie, she was only two.
So pretty young. Died. What have you seen them get out of FAB?
Meeting new friends. Lifelong friends, really, because they're still in contact with them from the first time we came to an activity break. And we see them, they see them outside of those activity breaks. So they're still connected, as well as obviously grown-ups.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is the big thing. And Mark's probably bored of me saying it, but the peer support piece is really key for us. And you mentioned Michael there.
He was in the army, so he was in the 1st Royal Horse Artillery Regiment.
Oh, okay, yeah. And similar to some of the other families we talked about was, you know, you've not just lost your loved one, but that connection with the military.
Yeah, 100%. It's there for the time that they need to be there, you know, after Michael died and a little bit afterwards, and then that's it. The only way that I've kept myself connected with them is because of the friends I made.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why we've got this backbone of FAB, which is the Volunteer Network, which is our serving and veteran community. That's something that we thought was really key to provide in these camps and supporting you as families, is that, you know, we're giving you that military connection back.
Yeah. And I think it's important, especially for those where it was everything.
Yeah. So, Laura, why is it important for people to get behind the charity FAB?
If we didn't have FAB, we wouldn't be able to have the support that we have. It's a community, and no one wants to be in that community, but we are in this community, and we need support and donations to the charity so that we can carry on being in this community and getting through difficult times and good times.
Yeah. Well, you have chosen a song to dedicate to Michael, and that's Foo Fighters' Times Like These. Do you want to talk to us about why that song in particular?
Michael was a massive fan of the Foo Fighters, and when he was going through treatment for his brain tumour, he had a really good 6 months of feeling well and fit. He said, I really want to go and see the Foo Fighters. That's one thing that I want to go and do before anything else happens. The Foo Fighters are playing where I'm from, in Milton Keynes. And I got him tickets with a friend and he went and had a blast. And he phoned me when that song came on.
Wow, so this one's super, super special for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's probably not going to be a dry eye here either. But, yeah, we're going to play that one for Michael and for you, Laura. And
Thank
for the girls,
you.
Bella and Evie. Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
BFBS, the Forces Station.